work all week. It's payday.
It's intercepted. The deflection by Kent Jennings.
All day, every day. All day, every day.
9 years into the career, second round pick, Super Bowl championship team he played on, two Pro Bowls. Man, life's pretty good for Tim Jennings.
It's definitely been a blessing for a guy like me, from where I came from, the story, my story, not really knowing where you were going to college at, and then having a scholarship open up for you at the last, the day of signing day. And it just kind of took off from there, man.
I even look back at 2011 as you meet Lovie Smith's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He took you out of the mix a little bit late in that season. And after that, that's when you went to your Pro Bowls and the interception started coming up. Did that singular moment of being benched for a game, was that a benchmark moment for you in your career?
Yeah, most definitely you can say that, because it seemed like it took off from there. I was benched going into that Green Bay week. I got another chance against Minnesota after that Green Bay game, got an interception, a few tackles, big plays, and it kind of took off from there. I took it as a challenge, man, and just realized that you need to make some plays. If you want to stay around here, you got to make some plays. And that's just the way it's been in life, man. And every time you get an opportunity, you got to make the best of it.
You must cringe when a week like this happens, when they come to you with the typical questions of how you going to stop a big receiver.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, it's been like this my whole career, man. It's not going to magically happen me growing 2 or 3 inches overnight. It is what it is. So it's just all about being competitive.
You know, I'm a little guy, so I gotta be aggressive because they got that reach on me.
When Charles was here, it was a little bit easier when we played Megatron twice a year. You know, we'll match that up a little bit better. I take the quicker guys, Charles take a bigger receiver, which was a little bit easier. But now, you know, with Brandon and Alshon additions to this team, it's like you can't run from it. It's like you got to even pick your poison. But at the end of the day, it's all about competing.
Pass is batted away. Timmy Jennings.
I play like a big dude, man. You know what I mean? I got to. They think they can just push me over.
You know the one thing you haven't had in your career? Do you know what it is?
What's that?
A sack. Now, they don't send you.
I don't know now.
No yeah. Sacks.
Right.
No official sacks. And I went back to Georgia. One sack.
I stick to what's more comfortable for me. And I have me against offensive linemen, I don't like them too much. But now, if we can draw up a nice little blitz where they don't see me coming and it's a late delay blitz, I take them all day. But once the offensive line, they ID or that running back ID you, it's pretty much a red dot on your chest.
We got to communicate back in between us. It's on us. Anytime that ball in the air, it belongs to us.
The discussion about the defensive players, and I'm sure the offensive players met as a team too without the coaches. Can you give me an idea what the conversation was like in that room?
We want to have these just players only so we can watch film together as far as holding accountability of, I could do this better. I'll be here, and also being able to interact with the defensive line, knowing what they're going to do. Just one of the things where we could communicate because we out there on the field together. Just coaches give us a call. We practice it all during the week. And now on Sundays, we can go out there and just execute, knowing where everybody's going to be, and we'll be able to just make some adjustments, just go out there and play.
What's important to Tim Jennings right now?
The most important thing about my family, it's getting bigger than football. You know, right now, it's a job. You know, we do this because we love this. But at the end of the day, you want to leave that legacy for, the people behind you, the kids that's coming up behind you. And that's why I do this and have fun the way I do it.